All right, this is a phase one competition hearing for Dion A. Escada, ABC number 108351. Serving board of executive council, there are four members, in attendance today for this hearing. Now, Dr. C.T. Rogers, our board chairman, the Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Rick Anonis, my name is Dave Royal, and I'm leading the hearing lead. Mr. Escada is 49 years old, and he is serving a 5.5-year sentence for attempted theft of means of transportation, which began July 17, 2015. He is asking for a 6-month reduction in his sentence. His current TRADS is April 24, 2020, and if this reduction is granted, his new TRADS would be November 19, 2019. Mr. Estrada is asking for this reduction because he has a tumor on his liver, hepatitis C and cirrhosis, along with some other ailments. He was told he only had about 5 years left unless he gets a liver transplant, and he can't get on the transplant list while he is incarcerated. He does not think that his sentence is excessive, and he just doesn't want to die in prison. There is no other medical documentation of his illness or prognosis for it in this packet. Mr. Escada did accept a plea agreement on March 25th, 2016, which amended the original charge to an attempted theft of means of transportation, but it was classified as aggravated, non-dangerous, and repetitive. Count two of the original charges was dismissed. So the offense on July 17th, 2015, Mr. Escada was driving a stolen Jeep. When police approached, he had exited the vehicle and ran, but was found a short time later. The ignition switch was broken and a screwdriver was being used to start it. Mr. Estrada claimed he purchased two vehicles from an individual who couldn't be located. He claimed that he had received the titles for both those vehicles and he gave it to his lawyer, but they were never produced for investigators or the court. Mr. Estrada has an extremely extensive criminal history dating back to the juvenile days, where prior auto theft arrests and 5 prior prison sentences for the sentences, 2 of them were for aggravated DUI. There was 1 sentence for criminal damage and 1 for failure to appear first degree. And then there was also 1 a prison sentence for theft of means of transportation. Given the offense, coupled with Mr. Escada's criminal history and prior terms in DOC, I do not feel the 5.5-year sentence is excessive, nor does Mr. Escada. On the issue of IED, I would note that we have insufficient information in our packet to even consider an IED at this time. So I would not be in favor of moving this forward to phase two, but I'm going to listen to the study from my fellow board members. If there is any no discussion, I'm going to make a motion at this time then in the case of John Estrada, ABC number 108351. The motion is to not pass this forward to a phase two commutation hearing.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Knorris, agreed by Dr. Wright. We have a witness from the hearing. Thank you very much.